It's been a week since the earthquake and then resulting tsunami hit Japan. Since then, a relief mission has become a mission to control a nuclear crisis and now a mission to evacuate tens of thousands of people from Japan. Rupert Wingfield Hayes is in Tokyo, and here's his latest dispatch from our partner, the BBC.
In Japan, even the scramble to leave is incredibly orderly. On the street outside Tokyo's immigration office, the queue stretches for more than a mile. Thousands and thousands of people waiting for a piece of paper so they can leave Japan. And the fact they have to do this is making some here very angry.
The Japanese government have got a stupid requirement that even though you have a visa, even if you're like a resident like me with a permanent visa, which means forever, you still have to get a re-entry stamp to come back into the country, otherwise you lose your visa.
Most of the people queuing here are workers from China, the people who run much of Japan's economy, its factories and hotels. For the last 6 days, Xu Hongyang thought her mother was dead, swept away by the tsunami in northern Japan. I just got a call from her, she says, just a minute ago. She said she's alive and in a refugee center. I want to go and get her to take her back to China with me. But she said, don't wait for me. Tokyo's too dangerous. She told me I must go on by myself without her.
The first U.S. government chartered flight left Japan yesterday carrying about 100 family members of American diplomats to Taipei. You just heard about the overall evacuation effort from Rupert Wingfield Hayes out of Tokyo. But in terms of the U.S. effort, the State Department has urged American citizens to leave Japan because of the worsening situation at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. We're joined now by Bruce Stronach. He's the dean of Temple University in Tokyo and speaking to us from his home in Tokyo. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
I assume that there are a lot of people at the university there, not just students, but professors and faculty and employees as well, that are looking into, that are hoping to leave the country.
Some, yes. As far as students are concerned, both overseas and also outside the greater Tokyo area, the Kanto area, I'd say we've had about, to this point, 150 students who have left either for their home countries or for some part of Japan west of Tokyo.
Are these conversations going on? Are you finding yourself entering into discussions of people who are sort of wavering on the fence? Do I stay or do I go?
Definitely. And I think that certainly I can tell you as far as our particularly non-Japanese employees are concerned, I think for many of them it's the pull of their family. I've had some employees come up to me almost in tears saying, we don't want to go, but our families back home want us to leave, or, you know, family members here in Japan want to get out to another part of Japan or to home countries. So, definitely the conversation goes on, and our policy certainly is that whether it's students or employees, if they really feel like they need to leave, then we're very supportive of that.
Bruce Stronach, Dean of Temple University, with your experience living in Japan, you know, as others have said, it is a place where you always know who's a native Japanese and who's, you know, someone from another place. But I'm wondering if the scale of this disaster has enforced a kind of new solidarity between all people who've had to live through this.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, there are always, I think that, one of the things is that with the foreign embassies, particularly the British and the American embassies, a couple of days ago, issuing travel warnings and also advising their nationals to leave, then there is that part of it that those people who are not Japanese nationals, they're following their embassy's advice. But on the other hand, whether Japanese or non-Japanese, I think everybody recognizes, in particular, the scale of the disaster of the earthquake and the tsunami. And I think that in terms of the advice through the embassy advice to leave. Obviously, that is a result of what's happening in the nuclear power plants, and that gets a lot of attention. But I think what is, from what I can see here in Tokyo, more than anything else, people don't forget what happened during the earthquake and the tsunami, and the extreme deprivation that the people in those areas are going through.
Well, you've been in Japan for about 22 years altogether, right?
Right.
So at this point, that must feel in some ways just as much your homeland as the United States. For you,
it's my second home, yes.
So for you, what entered into this decision to stay?
Well, I'm here to make sure that Temple University of Japan campus keeps running, and I'm here to help everybody I can. That's it.
You're not worried?
No, I'm not. I'm here doing my job.
Okay, so the concerns over radiation coming from the nuclear plant.
I have to be honest with you. I am not concerned about it. I mean, everybody, obviously, some people are concerned. There's no doubt about that. But I'm watching the news all the time. I was watching the news when you called. I know what's going on in the plants. And I have a sense of fear for my personal safety. No.
That is Bruce Stronach. He's the dean of Temple University, Japan. Temple University in Japan, by the way, has more than 3,000 students from all over the world, not just Americans. And more than 150 Temple students have already left the country. Bruce Stronach, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All morning, we're looking to answer your questions, any questions you could have about what's coming up from Japan. We'll answer them on air and online, so send them to us and we'll try and help you out. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also send them to thetakeaway.org or our Facebook page. Your questions, our answers.